A tiny hole, which can go unnoticed, can cause quite a bit of damage. Some holes in the heart can lead to fatigue, shortness of breath, even changes in heart size. Others are silent threats for stroke. Dr. Prasanna Kumar is a cardiologist with Prairie Cardiovascular in Carbondale. He says atrial septal defects, or ASDs, are the second most common congenital defects found in adults. While the holes usually close in early infancy or even childhood, some never heal. That can lead to problems later in life.
Because the top chambers are low-pressure chambers, you know, many times patients don't really have any symptoms until they get up to age 40. You know, so that's when, you know, they start noticing symptoms of shortness of breath or fatigue or swelling, you know, which are indirect signs of stress on the right side of the heart causing enlargement and increased pressure buildup in the lung arteries.
ASDs allow the blood to flow from the left to the right upper chamber of the heart, meaning oxygen-rich blood mixes with oxygen-poor blood. That mixed-up blood then moves to the lungs, which can lead to symptoms which send people to the doctor seeking help. Diagnostic tools include an echocardiogram, other scans, and some other procedures. Dr. Kumar says while it's the second most common congenital defect, an ASD is rare in adults. It affects only 1 in 1,000 to 1,500 people. Treatment for an ASD is a patch for that hole. Doctors insert it through a catheter in the femoral artery. Dr. Kumar says the patch itself resembles a dumbbell.
And it has two discs, one on either side, so we kind of release one disc on the left side of the heart, pull back, and release the other disc on the right side of the heart in such a way that the septum is sandwiched.
Once the patch is placed, patients are typically kept overnight for observation. But Dr. Kumar says most of them are able to get up and walk around within a few hours of the procedure and see an improvement in their initial symptoms within a few days. The more common kind of heart hole is a patent foramen ovale, or PFO. It's found in 20 to 25% of the population, though most people don't realize it and it doesn't cause a problem for them. Dr. Kumar says a PFO occurs when two flaps between the upper chambers of the heart fail to fuse as a baby develops.
Sometimes it leaves a gap without fusing, so that gap is called a PFO. So it generally tends to let blood from the right side of the heart to the left side because that's how the blood flows in the baby, you know, when it's inside the womb. So it tends to maintain that pattern of flow.
Symptomatically, PFOs can be harder to diagnose. In many cases, patients and doctors are unaware of them until something else happens, which causes them to look for a PFO. Dr. Kumar says these holes don't leave a lot of markers for doctors and patients to watch for.
Important ones to know are, number one, the stroke, which is due to paradoxical embolism. There is some association between migraine headaches and having PFOs, but once again, it's not certain if closing the holes would definitively, you know, help with migraines, and it's still in the research phase.
And while this type of hole may sound similar to an ASD, Dr. Kumar says a PFO can pose a very different, sometimes more serious threat.
There is an association between this PFO and what we call as paradoxical embolism, meaning a blood clot going from the right side of the heart, crossing through the PFO and going up to the brain that could play a role in causing a stroke.
Most of the time, the patient who suffers a stroke is otherwise asymptomatic. They're young, no other major risk factors for a stroke. When that happens, cardiologists will begin looking for the hole in the heart, and if they find one, they'll begin the process of deciding how to treat it. The jury is still out on how to best treat PFOs. Some doctors say blood-thinning medicine and careful monitoring is enough, but Dr. Kumar says new research shows that may not be the best approach.
And this showed that there is a significant reduction in reducing your risk of having another stroke when you have the holes closed. And the numbers were more than 50%, like 50 to 70% significant stroke risk reduction when you have the holes closed.
Surgical treatment for a PFO is similar to that of an ASD. The device is inserted through a catheter, which closes the hole and keeps the blood from flowing in the wrong direction. Patients are monitored and in many cases are also walking within a few hours and discharged soon after the procedure. Dr. Kumar says seeing a physician on a regular basis is a good way to keep track of any changes in your heart health. Along with a proper diet and exercise, doctors say checkups will help keep your heart healthy and allow them to watch for potential risks. For this edition of Keep the Beat, I'm Jennifer Fuller.